Story 20. Ruth. A man left his home in Bethlehem because of a famine and moved to Moab. He took his wife Naomi and their two boys. Not long after, the man died. Their sons grew up and married Moabite women. But then both sons also died. Naomi heard that the famine was over in her home country, so she decided to go back. She told her two daughters-in-law to stay with their family in Moab, but one of them, Ruth, would not leave Naomi, so they went back to Bethlehem together. The two women were very poor, but it was harvest time, and poor people could glean in a field, that is, pick up grain that falls to the ground during the harvest. So Ruth went to glean in a field owned by a man named Boaz. Late in the day, Boaz saw Ruth and told her, "Don't go to any other field, but stay here and work with my servant girls." Ruth said, "Why are you so kind to me, a foreigner?" He said, "We have all heard of your kindness to Naomi, your mother-in-law." Then he went and told his men to let extra grain fall on the ground for Ruth. That evening, Naomi was happy to hear about the kindness of Boaz. She said, "Oh, Ruth, he's a part of our family, a close relative. You should stay in his field." At the end of harvest, Naomi said to Ruth, "Tonight, Boaz and his men will sleep outside on the threshing floor in order to protect the grain from being stolen. Go and watch where Boaz lies down. When he is asleep, uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do." That night, Ruth went to the threshing floor and waited until the men were asleep. Then she quietly uncovered the feet of Boaz and lay down. In the middle of the night, Boaz awoke with a start and saw her at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I'm Ruth. You are a relative of our family. Spread your protection over me." Boaz said, "Oh, the Lord bless you. You didn't come to our town looking for a husband, rich or poor. Truly, you are a woman of fine character. However, there is a next of kin who is closer than I am. In the morning, I'll talk to him and give him a chance to redeem you. If he doesn't, then I will do it." Early the next day, Boaz had a meeting with the other relative and the elders of the town. He said, "Naomi has come back from Moab and is selling her husband's land. You are the closest relative. If you want it, you can buy it. If not, then I will buy it." The man was quick to answer, "I'll buy it." Boaz said, "However, when you buy it, you must also marry Ruth, the Moabite woman, in order to keep the family name with the land." The man said, "I can't marry that woman." "You may buy the land." Boaz said, "Then I will buy all of Naomi's land, and I will take Ruth as my wife." To this the elders gave their blessing, and soon Boaz and Ruth were married. They had a son who became the grandfather of David, the great king of Israel. So it was that Ruth, a Moabite woman, was honored in Israel, and her new mother-in-law was Rahab.